The stars creak, I should sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
Cause though the truth may
and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now wait.
Safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Hello, good morning, and welcome. This is Aaliyah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I have two guests in the studio, but their mics are, I can't figure out how to work them right now. Give me a second and I'll change them. So you'll hear from them after the next song. But today, my theme is nostalgia. I was thinking, like, it's close to Christmas time, and for me, Christmas is very nostalgic. And so instead of playing Christmas songs, I'm playing nostalgic songs. But either way, we have such a wonderful assortment of songs. You just heard 505 by the Arctic Monkeys and Little Talks by Of Monsters and Men. And both of those are highly nostalgic for me. They kind of remind me of the middle school era. And especially Little Talks by Of Monsters and Men. I don't know. I was just really obsessed with that song for a really long time. But you're going to hear one more song. And then hopefully we'll be back and the mics will be working. But next you're going to hear Run Around by Blues Traveler. And this is a song that my dad would always play. And it's very nostalgic because it just reminds me of like being in my kitchen, like cooking dinner and like getting ready for bed and everything. And it's, I don't know, it's very sweet. Reminds me of the time. So enjoy Run Around by Blues Traveler.
Tell me lies, and all I chew and say, I don't about a great many things. But I've been there, I can see it, kind of like a nervous magician waiting in the wings of a bad play where the heroes are right. Nobody thinks or expects too much. Hollywood's calling for the movie right, singing, hey babe, let's keep in touch. Hey baby, let's keep in touch. But I want more than a touch, I want you to reach me and show me all the things no one else can see. So watch out, they'll be combined as well. And soon if we're lucky, we'd be unable to tell what's yours and mine. The fishing's fine and it doesn't have to run, so don't you feed me a lie. But yeah, now, why you wanna give me a run around? Yeah, that's your fire, let us beat things up. When all it does is slow, cynical. But I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink in and always be full. Yeah, I will drink in and always be full. Oh, I like coffee and I like tea, but to be able to enter a final plea, I still got this dream that you just can't shake.
The moon, covered in the fragrance of their own perfume, telling me the stories coming true. Well, you see these angels see the light. Yeah, I have my troubles alright. I've been seeing angels. To their secrets and torn up memories, we float above horizons and sail across the seas. I hope for better days, and lately times are tough. The angels give me strength and I'm not giving up. So I'll wipe away my tears, I'll over my pain. They're pushing up my shoulders and I hold on to their stain. I've been seeing angels. Angels, 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 angels.
Hello. We're back. And this time I have my guests. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I live with Aaliyah and we're friends from the track team.
I'm Antonia.
Antonia, you have to get close to the mic.
I'm Antonia. We're also friends from the track team, but we don't live together.
Amazing. Welcome to the studio. What do you guys think so far? Is the stew what you imagined it to be?
It's exactly how I imagined it to be, yeah. It's really cool in here.
I love the stew.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so our theme today is nostalgia. What does nostalgia mean to you guys?
I mean, for me, I think it's just nothing super profound, just kind of thinking back on times when I was younger and wanting to be reminded of those times, and I feel like music does a great job of reminding me.
Yeah, brings you back. Antonia?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I think one interesting part of music is that, like, I've lived in a few places, and so different music can take me back to, like, very different memories. So it's nice to have.
Yeah. And we have a super fan of music and someone who doesn't listen to a lot of music in here right now. And they are both going to play some songs for you today and explain why they chose them. But that will be after this next song. Okay, so you heard Run Around by Blues Traveler, and then you heard Angels by Khalid. And yeah, both of those are super nostalgic. I think the Khalid album, I don't know if you guys felt the same, but that was like a moment in my life. It came out junior year. I remember that for me of high school. And that was the first album that maybe not the first. I think Lord was the first, but for one of the first albums that I listened to, like, all the way through. I loved it. I think it was revolutionary. So that's why I played it. And it's Angels, close to Christmas time. So next you're going to hear One Day. This is a World Cup song, which makes sense because the World Cup is happening right now. Are either of you guys watching it?
I haven't been, no. I'm a bad soccer fan.
Are you a soccer fan?
No, which is why I'm a bad one.
I watched a bit, but Germany was a bit of an embarrassment this year, and so
yeah,
there's not much left to watch.
Indeed, actually. It's quite disappointing for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Antonio's German.
The Canadian team didn't do that well either, and I think yeah. USA is also out, so I'm out of teams.
Move to France for me.
It's the next one.
Okay, well, if you guys have not been keeping up the France and Morocco games today, so I'm playing this song in honor of that, and also just because I think it was played a lot in my household as a child. I don't really know why. But yeah, so you're going to hear One Day. And this song is really sad, so be prepared. It's hopeful, I feel like.
Yeah, hopeful.
Okay, yeah.
Nostalgic, okay. Maybe.
Oh my God, you're so right. Okay, so here is One Day.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for a reason. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday. Yeah.
treat people the same. Stop with the violence, down with the hate. One day we'll all be free and proud to be under the same sun, singing songs of freedom like.
low again. Okay. So you heard, let me see if I can go back. Okay, so you heard One Day, I already talked about that. You heard Chocolate by the 1975, which I have such strong memories associated with this. I used to do CrossFit in high school. I don't know if either of you knew that.
I did not know
like,
that.
It was only for like a couple.
What does CrossFit entail exactly?
It was like this gym. It was like for soccer. And it was like it was over the winter. And I would like go to this CrossFit gym. We would do like jumping and like sets of things. I don't know. But this song, like, I remember it was really popular at the time. And it was played like in the CrossFit gym. And my like coach man there, while I was there, he was like, anyone can like name this song, then you don't have to do the planks at the end of the workout. And I could name the song. And so now the song brings me back to that. But then after that, you heard Saturday in the Park by Chicago. And do you guys remember Julie, the American Girl doll?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't remember if my sister or I had Julie. I don't think we did. No, we didn't. Because Harper had Elizabeth. No, we didn't. But we got her, like, accessories. And she was, like, the 70s American Girl. And she came with, like, a record player. And that was, like, the only song on the record player. And so we would play it, like, nonstop all the time. So that's very nostalgic to me. Okay. Wait, I need to add. Okay, those are all the songs you heard. And now we have a PSA for you. Are you guys ready? Okay, go. Oh, wait, no, I have to go first. Okay, sorry.
Jingle, jingle.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Oh, make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. That was really good, guys.
I didn't even know there was a dog in the story until the end.
Surprise.
Yeah, just gotta be ready for anything.
Okay, so now Hannah and Antonia have each selected songs, and we're going to play them. And then I'm going to ask them why the heck they picked those songs. Okay, so next we have Don't Know Why by Norah Jones. Enjoy. Whoa.
It's a beautiful night, we're looking for something dumb to do. Hey baby, I think I wanna marry you. Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares baby, I think I wanna marry you. Well I know this little chapel on the boulevard. Beautiful night, we're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby.
Up the order there, so you actually didn't hear Norah Jones first. You heard Bruno Mars' Marry You, and that was Antonia's selection for Nostalgia. Do you want to explain why you chose that song?
Yeah, sure. I think there's like two big reasons that this song is nostalgic for me. Like, the first like memory that I like have like actually like knowing the song is like going like snowboarding a really long time ago when I was little, and like snowboarding past the like park, like the train park, and like they always play music and stuff, and it was just like such a like good mood day, like sunny skies, like great skiing, like and they were just playing the song, and it was so cheerful and just like such a positive memory. And then I think I really like this song just because it's like, I don't know, like I feel like it's like many like teenage girls' dreams to like find a guy who wants to marry you that badly. And I don't know, it's very like hopeful for the future. It's very cheerful. It's very, yeah, I guess it's like, yeah, looking to the future, but also like remembering really good, simple things like going skiing on a sunny day.
Yeah, that's nostalgia. And then you heard Don't Know Why by Norah Jones, and that was Hannah's selection. Why did you choose that song?
Yeah, so this song reminds me a lot of when I was younger and we would have family dinners. My dad was really big into having like background music playing, and him and my mom really liked Norah Jones. And it's funny though, because for some reason, my older brother and I like did not like it. We were not into this song when I was younger. So apologies to Norah Jones, because it wasn't until I was older that I heard the song again and I was like, just reminded of that time. But I was like, wow, this song is actually a really, really good song. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Norah Jones is very nostalgic, I feel like. I don't know.
I have a similar memory to you, Hannah. Like, so my family does not listen to a lot of music, especially like at dinner. Like, it just never occurs. We just don't like listen to that much music. So Norah Jones, Don't Know Why, was the song that my dad always played before a dinner party. So it like takes me straight back to like cleaning up the house before people are coming over for dinner, and like the whole like clean up the bedroom, even though nobody's gonna go in the bedroom.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it was annoying at the time because we were little kids and we didn't really appreciate dinner parties. But you know, looking back, it's like, oh, actually a really good song, really nice memory.
I feel like she's also always playing during the dinner party of like an early 2000s movie, especially rom-coms.
Yeah.
And so that's also kind of nostalgic.
That's very true.
Yeah, good old Norah Jones. Has she released any music recently?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about Norah Jones.
We've kind of like slept on her. We should check it out and see.
Yeah, maybe we'll do some research and get back to you, listeners. But I don't know. I feel like I don't know her in any other context than like early 2000s. Maybe like early 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll do some research. In the meantime, we'll play some more songs. I don't know what's on the queue next, so it's going to be a surprise. But okay, enjoy.
You made a fool of me. Broken dreams have got to end. Hey, woman, you got the blues.
up. You made the wine, now you drink the cup. I came around and every time you cried. Thoughts all love smiling eyes. Ha, very nice to know that you ain't got no place to love to go.
Okay, we're back. We've done some research on one Nora Jones, so we're each going to go around and say a fun fact about Nora Jones. We're going to give her a little more recognition. Okay, I'll go first. She was born in New York City, that's one, but another one, her dad was, or is, I guess, he's still alive, the best-known export of Northern India classical music in the second half of the 20th century. So, that's pretty crazy, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Who's next?
I have one. So, in an interview with The Guardian in 2007...
Ooh, citation.
I found that when asked what her earliest memory was, Nora Jones said, "A dream I had when I was about 3. I was at the playground and I bit off my bottom lip. It didn't hurt. It was just weird."
Oh.
That is weird.
Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating. That's a niche one. Yeah.
Did some digging.
Yeah, Antonia?
Well, you know, I thought I was super original for finding this Q&A by The Guardian.
I guess I didn't dig that deep.
And when asked the question, "Who would you invite to your dream dinner party?" she said, "All my friends and Keith Richards. I think he'd be great at a dinner party."
Wow. So now we know so much about Nora Roberts.
She also likes taking hot baths because she mentioned it multiple times in the interview.
Who?
I said Nora Roberts. I meant Nora Jones. Do you know Nora Roberts? Isn't she an author?
I don't know who that is.
I think it is.
I think I'm thinking of Julia Roberts. I don't know Nora
maybe.
Roberts.
Okay.
But she's an actress.
Either way. I also love hot baths, so we have that in common. Okay, I have a question for you guys. We talked about this a couple weeks ago or something, but like what character outfit we would have, and I only primed you a bit for this question, but what would mine be?
That's so funny you ask. We definitely have not talked about this.
Never.
I mean, I would say definitely the little black tee with the Rolling Stones. Classic.
The light blue jeans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so funny you mention the Rolling Stones because that's my last song.
No way.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
It's radio magic right there, guys. So I will be playing Give Me Shelter by the Rolling Stones. But this has been Aaliyah, I Am in the AM, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio. Do you guys want to say any last words?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and thanks for having us, Aaliyah.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's been a blast.
Get ready for the last song.